of tapes and come up with a lot of good stories, but for some reason, this one definitely stands out in the crowd. And this was, you know, the crazies that we see on the road. I also, on top of it, got an impromptu motorcycle lesson. That's
and
what I really
I
liked
hear
about
this.
It. Yeah, this is a good one on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Here we go.
I had another one for you. I'm driving to Freeport last Sunday after the show, about a couple hours later. And I got my window open, and I hear a noise. You know, you can spot certain bikes. You can hear them. Yeah. You just know. You know Big Twin. You know a Sporty. Well, I hear this noise. I said, it's an Ironhead Sporty. You can hear the gear noise. And
I
just,
was just going to say, right? You can tell an Ironhead.
Can tell. I said, it's an Ironhead. But where is he? The guy's in my blind spot. So I'm waiting.
I'm assuming those are bikes.
Motorcycles. Yeah.
Ironhead Sportster is. It was in cast iron cylinder head.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the guy finally comes up on my left and passes me. And he's on an Ironhead Sporty with apes. You know, the guy's about 200 pounds.
Apes.
Ape hangers, yeah. Handlebars like 16 inches. You know,
after the show, we'll give you a legend you can translate.
Please, I'm a motorcycle challenge.
And of course, he does the mandatory pipe rap. You know, comes by me, blah, throws it down. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm watching everything on the bike do this.
Wait. Was that noise again?
Okay. I don't remember.
I want to hear the noise.
It was the pipe rap?
Yeah.
When you throttle it down. Yeah.
They call you know what they call it? They call it the J-brake noise.
Oh, J-brake, yeah.
J-brake,
like
a
truck.
Like
a truck.
Spice on my bike. I mean, I want it to run good, but you got to make it make that noise when I let off. You ever hear a J-brake on a tractor trailer?
Oh, yeah.
They want to hear that on a drag pipe.
All you need is good compression. Yes. But when I'm watching, he takes off again, and his license plate is flapping behind. He's got a bob fender, and it's not flapping because it was held on wire ties like usual. It was cracked.
Now, I was just going to say, was it cracked or was
yes,
it?
Yes, it was cracked. God. So this guy's plate is flapping on acceleration. I'm like, maybe you're going to lose that in about, you know, three blocks. But, you know, that's life with an Ironhead Sportster. You know, that's just the way it is.
That's too funny. My favorite license plate was a guy with a 67 Corvette. Was red. And he blasted by me on I-95. And the plate said, it was a Connecticut plate, and it said, no wife.
No wife.
I was howling.
I like the sticker I saw the other day. This white, I'm coming down the road, ways ahead of me, an old white Ford pickup. I mean, beat up like hell, shovels in the back hanging out, you know? And these two guys pull out of this driveway, and I'm coming up behind them in the Bronco. And on the tailgate, in big letters, it said, driver carries no cash. And I'm thinking,
all right.
Why is that on there? What is it, a landscape business? And as I get closer, in the small letters, it goes, he's married.
Well, I'm he's divorced. Yeah, one of the two.
Hell yeah.
Married or divorced, one of the two.
I tell you, the signs you see on the road, you know, it's just you got to keep your eyes open and then report them on Motormouth Radio because we'll disseminate all sorts of crazy information. That was some fun. That, you know, the pipe rap, it's, oh man, that was good stuff.
Can you do the pipe rap again?
Oh yeah. You gotta hear it live. If you've driven on Long Island, you've heard it because everybody's doing it.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. It's one of those sounds that's unmistakable. Even to the unmotorcycle individual like I am, and I love getting the lesson from you guys. Really, I must admit, doing the show as long as I have, I thought I was supposed to be the aficionado. I don't think I've learned more than I've actually dispensed as far as information is concerned, and that's what I love about it because it's, you know, we're a nonstop knowledge bank.
Well, you taught us how to eat, drink, and do radio at the same time, so you know we'll teach you what a motorcycle sounds like coming down a block. That's all. It's fair.
And figuring out how to do a Mother's Day extravaganza on the fly.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm moving around, breaking out into a sweat over here. Well, this is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza 06. I'm playing the best bits of the year, last half of 05 and the first half of 06. And I like this one. I really do. You know, we love Mike the Attack Mechanic. He's a source of information like no other. But every once in a while, he can come up with a funny story.
He can.
Once in a while, he can come up with a funny story. But here he is, the Attack Mechanic himself, explaining how handling large quantities of battery acid can accelerate the male pattern baldness process.
This is from his army days.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
When I was in the army, I ran a battery shop.
Okay.
Right.
Troops are out to lunch, so I'm getting everything ready. I was out of Fort Irwin, National Training Center, and we used to charge 600-700 batteries at a time. Well, they come hot charged. We just have to put the
like a maintenance charge.
Yeah, we have to put the acid in.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, okay.
So I'm loading up this 55-gallon drum with the forklift, with 30-gallon drums of battery acid. Mm. Well, I dumped two of them, and I pulled back with the forklift, but dumb me, forgot to raise the forks.
Oh,
the barrel came right off, and we had a big square cut in the top.
Uh-huh.
Barrel came right off, hit the ground, and every bit of battery acid I just put in
right
there
up in the air.
Came right up in the air and came down right on top of me.
And you weren't wearing a hard hat?
No. No hat at all.
No hat at all.
You want to talk about somebody running to the hose real fast.
Son of hydrochloric acid.
Yes, yeah. Doesn't that burn?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Surprised he has a head left at all.
Yeah, and it also ate up my $60 BDUs and my boots.
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very true.
But it never got through that metal plate.
Nah.
He was safe.
I still, you know, people have called and asked, is there repercussive damage due to that accident?
Due to listening to the show?
Yeah, to listen to the show, right? But, I think Mikey survived okay.
No, pretty much. And that was the Bronc there, too, that's as right. Well. We had the Bronc in for one of his swinging soirees. You know, time we have the Bronc in, it's always a free-for-all.
Something swinging.
Yeah.
Something swinging.
Something's always swinging when the Bronc is around. We have a bit coming up with him featuring the Bronc, so Kevin can turn his radio off at that point.
But don't forget to come back, Kevin, because it's going to be good afterwards.
Right. It's the bit is only about a minute or so.
Yeah,
so it's only
not,
a minute.
Not 20, so you can stay. You can listen.
This is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza 06 going on, 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. And we got a classic. Oh, this one. Let me tell you. I was excited about putting this bit on this show right after we aired it back in the summer of 05.
That was in July, yeah.
Yeah, it was a time, I don't know how you did it. I still don't know how you did it, how you pulled this one off.
I don't know either.
But you know, it's not every day the Motormouths are in the presence of auto racing royalty.
Let me tell you, I was in awe myself.
But that is definitely what happened. How were you able to rope Frank Dominiani?
Yeah, from High Speed.
How were you able to rope him in? What happened?
Kevin and I walked in the door. We saw him there. We walked in, started BSing with him, talking. The guy embraced us like we were familiar.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I asked him, hey, Frank, I do the show. You want to come do it? He hemmed and hawed. Subsequent visits, you came down with me one day to put the alarm on. And then Frank agreed to come in and grace us with his presence. And we hope to get him back. It was like having Elvis in the studio for me.
Oh, yeah. So
I know you were in awe, too.
I was totally in awe. But let's take a peek into the mind of a racing guru now, Frank Dominiani. Check it out here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Here we go.
So, Frank, Chris mentioned something about those Cobras. How tough was it racing against those Cobras? Because those cars were the Corvette was always the top car, but the Cobras were they were built to do one thing and one thing only.
They were animals.
So how was it racing against those Cobras?
Well, it was so challenging that I love challenges, and of course this is.
You came to do this show. So we know that you're not a man that does things the easy way. We know that already.
Being a hard-nosed guy, I just found it as an insult that those people would. Large sums of money were able to control the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, having a small shop and being a small man, I found it challenging to such a point it was an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
The obsession was that I had to be competitive.
Right.
And I don't like to follow anybody.
I don't blame
and,
you.
And
you should have seen trying to follow me here. It was like, no, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
So... I developed a personality which was pretty aggressive, and I felt that these guys, if they had the gumption to stay with me, and I had the gumption to stay with them, it was going to be a battle.
I
don't care,
it.
I said.
Yeah.
And this was the whole thing. And, of course, I developed kind of a reputation as being uncontrollable.
I love that word. That's a good
word. I was
word.
Controllable. To me, I was controlled.
Right.
But to other people, this guy is all over the place.
Yeah.
And I understood that, but I wasn't concerned what they thought. Right. I had to find my place, and that was up front.
Right.
And,
beautiful.
Of course, with these superior cars, Cobras and the factory sponsored and blah, 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 all the nonsense, I found it more challenging and more... I had more of an interest to overcome this here challenge.
Using like a quarter or a half of the funds, the money.
I had no funds. I had some sponsorship from Charlie Bass,
right.
who since died last week. Oh. But the poor guy, the guy gave me a car, and he offered me some assistance. The factory didn't offer me too much.
Right.
Only in later years when I went to Daytona, and I went to Sebring, and I had to buy a car, and go to. I went to Detroit to see Dunthorpe. And all these guys.
Zora Dunthorpe. Okay. Zora, the yeah. father of the Corvette.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank reminds me of the way I build my cars. I use my Italian cousin, you know, Alfonso Mafunzolo. That's how I build all of my stuff. It's on whatever, you know.
Yeah, I have Italian tires on my Triumph. They're called Baldorinos.
I have the Baldorini specials on mine, yeah.
I know.
You're not the only one, Chris.
A true racing legend, Frank Dominiani from High Speed in Valley Stream.
And you know what? And a gentleman, too. A classic. True class act all the way. Oh. I mean, it was like Frank and Frank Sinatra in the same room. I wouldn't know who would be, you know, who I'd go to.
Right.
Because they're both class acts.
Who you would pay homage to first.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
true. You know, it's funny because it's men like Frank Dominiani that actually give this show some credentials.
Yeah, gave us a little credibility. Definitely. Makes us feel a little better about what we're doing here.
And makes shows like the Mother's Day Extravaganza possible because we get highlight tapes. And I was literally driving home from doing the Frank show going, wow, I could pick up some stuff for the Mother's Day show.
I remember thinking, what did we just do? We just had Frank Dominiani on our show. This little thing where we get, you know, all these wackos and miscreants and people, you know, off the street. We're trying to drag friends in here. And now we have Frank Dominiani. I tell you, it was a pinnacle in my career here.
Certainly was.
Yeah.
Certainly was. And I hope to bring him on again, absolutely. You know, this summer. I hope we can squeeze some time in our busy schedule.
Right, right. Yeah, see when we get some room.
Gee, Frank, I don't know. Maybe we can squeeze you in, like, in August?
Yeah.
Any week possible in July?
Okay, next week? You got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you want.
Right. So that's the joy of doing the show. Sometimes you get some very cool people walking in the door. And right now, on the Mother's Day Extravaganza, going on 06, we have, this is a really nice
this
one.
This was a variation from our usual format.
Yeah, pretty much. We actually did a boat show.
A boat quiz.
Right.
A 50-question boat quiz. And I quizzed Mike and Steve Janitz, or Steve Janitz, however you want to. Because they're the boat guys. And it turned into a melee rather quickly. You know, it started off kind of serious, but they, of course, took it, which is what I wanted. They took it their way. So that was a battle for control. And
the funny thing was when you came in to explain it to me, like, I'm going to give Steve and Mikey T a boat quiz, I'm sitting there going, how entertaining is that going to be? And
well,
then when it sunk in, I went, oh.
In motor-mouth fashion.
It was a definite sight to behold. And here's one of those bits right now on the motor-mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Here we go.
Boats have holding tanks.
Yeah. And now explain what a holding tank is real quick.
Well, you should probably explain what a holding tank is.
Holding tank is for your waste. If you have a toilet on the thing and you flush it, it goes to a holding tank.
I thought you meant your waste.
No.
That's a hold up your belt.
Can tell Chris is a boat guy.
Now, here's a
lot
good
of boating in Brooklyn.
I got a spackle bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here you go. You should dump your holding tanks.
Here we go.
Or spackle bucket.
Or spackle bucket. A, into the drain at the curb. B, in the drain at your neighbor's curb. C, in a proper pump-out station before your boat comes out of the water, or D, in a large trash can.
I'll go for C.
That sounds kind of common sense. Yes. C is the answer.
And don't laugh. As stupid as that sounds, the guy down the block who was a cop, Nassau County cop.
Yeah, you mentioned this before.
He brings his Winnebago up around the block, comes around the corner, pulls up next to my neighbor's drain, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden, you know,
pumps it down a sewer.
Yeah, he hooked and he started pumping the waste out of it down the sewer.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, and the funny part is, when they found out, of course, he took off, went back home, and he parked right down. How stupid can you be? Parks right down in the corner of his driveway, starts washing and cleaning it. Of course you call the cops, but he's a cop, so nothing happened.
Nothing happens. But you know who it is. I mean,
me personally, I would have taken the grade off, taken a spackle bucket full out, went back down that night, and poured it all in the vents on his camper.
Ooh.
You go pull it out with a spackle bucket for me. I ain't going near that. This isn't your corner, is it?
Hey, we're talking a spackle bucket with a long rope on it.
Yeah. What are you, going to drag it behind you?
Yep. I'll carry it out in front of me.
Honey wagons here. Yummy.
Oh, boy. I tell you, you don't push Mike. You know, Mike has said that about me. He says, don't challenge this guy because you don't know what he's going to come up with. Because I've come back with a few goodies over my tenure with him. But I would never, ever,
ever
challenge that man.
No way. Just for the threat alone.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. What do you think, I'm stupid?
You're going to dip into a drain and pull out a spackle bucket of stuff.
Hey, would you want to go walk through a doorway and find Mike on the other side ready to blindside you?
No.
I'm not going to. No way.
No,
man.
Don't shoot him. You'll only make him mad.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we love him.
And it's bits like that we're doing all for the rest of the show here on what we call the Motor Mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza 06.
Which leads us right to our other West Coast correspondent.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of fine upstanding bits from the man who...
And spackle buckets
filled with stuff. Well, you know him and you love him. And that's the reason why I say that every time, because it gives everybody a good chance to reach over and turn their radios off every time I mention
Kevin,
that.
Stay with us.
Yeah. But every time we have the Bronc on, you know, the show definitely falls below the belt.
It takes a new direction.
And usually the direction is lower than...
than the last time, yeah.
It's always the low road. Well, he always does have a way of taking the show to new depths, and here's how one of those depths sounded. Check it out on the Motor Mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Groin stories and...
Well, I got another one about a guy that lit a rocket off in his car.
I don't want
to. Except he forgot to open the window.
Got a rocket in my pocket.
This is a car show.
Well, hey, who's in the car? What do you want? He was a Ford owner. He was driving a Mustang. Now we're going to new lows here. Hey, leave them alone now. Hey, there was another story. You know, you're talking about what people do with chemicals and whatnot. They really don't. You never mix chemicals, especially household cleaning chemicals.
Right.
All right, this one woman... she went and she filled her toilet bowl up with ammonia. Okay.
Okay, I'll bite.
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't ammonia. It was bleach. Excuse me.
All
it was
right.
A bleach product.
Right.
It's great to clean
and
white
then,
walls with, though.
Yeah. Okay. And laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. All right. So she put the bleach
regular
in the
bleach.
Toilet. Yeah, regular bleach. She put it in the toilet and she left it there. She never flushed it down or did
right.
it. Out. She came back that night, right, and she had to go pee. So when she... the ammonia mm-hmm. hit the bleach, you got chlorine gas.
Uh-huh.
She almost killed herself. Yeah. And because that was, right, imagine that. Finding your dead face first in a bucket full of, never mind, let's move on.
All righty. Well,
so we've covered fecal matter in two bits.
In two bits, yeah. With Mike and Bronc, I was wondering if that was the bit where I said how I used to clean the floor at Dairy Barn with the bleach and ammonia combination that was passed down from the elders. We covered that too, but not on this.
Wait a minute. You actually used to clean a floor with bleach and ammonia?
Yeah.
And you heard about this from elders?
You know, well, the older guys at the store. You know, Dairy Barn was a walkthrough. You go from one driveway to the other.
Right.
So you put the bleach and ammonia down.
Uh-huh.
Then you take the push broom, hold your breath, and run through the store, pushing it out the other side. And then you'd hose it out with the hose. I was 18. What did I know? But you know what? Skip will tell you. He did it. Everybody else, you know, all the elder guys in the company did it. They thought that was a way to clean the floor.
Holy cats,
we know we're making mustard gas. In a food establishment, right? Where you're selling food. Jeepers creepers.
You learn new things about a guy
That's,
every day.
Look at where that horn came from in
yeah,
the back of my neck cool. over here. How that grew.
It explains a lot.
Yeah.
The Motor Mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Ray Guarino. I'm Chris Switzer. Giving you the best bits of 05 and 06 right here for on Mother's Day 2006. And it's, you know, so far the show's been going okay, but we still have another half an hour left to go.
Well,
so you never know what stupidity may ensue.
We're cruising.
I'm moving like a jackrabbit here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a one-legged man in a poop-kicking contest right
hey,
about now.
This is like an aerobic exercise for you. This is good.
My thighs are killing me. There anyway.
Take an Advil later. It'll be all right.
Well, we talked. We had him on the show, Chuck Garitano.
Absolutely, yeah.
Loved man
good
to
friend.
Death. And just put his picture on the website, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
You liked it?
Yeah, the many faces of Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be a gif, you know. So his face contorts.
Just keeps moving.
Chuck is a very colorful character in facial expression and in personality. He's a great guy.
Well, it definitely shows. And if you check the website, Motormouth, www.motormouthradio.com, you'll be able to see Chuck Garitano. But also, you know, he commented when the Bronc was on, he commented on last week's show. And we had to explain why. The show was a little crazier than most, and, you know, safe to say.
It's because the Bronc was here, yeah.
Yeah, he had something to do with it. Check it out here on the Motor Mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
But my comment was, you guys were talking, first of all, I want to know where you guys were last week before you got on the radio.
Oh, you heard that, did you?
You guys were out there.
Oh, yeah, well, Bronk was in, so.
Yeah, every time Bronk is in, it's usually a free-for-all.
Oh, my God. I didn't know where you guys were. You must have had a tailgate party in the parking lot before you came.
Yeah, you know what it was?
We were having it in the studio.
I'll tell you, an hour after we left, Will fell asleep. The Thorazine took effect, and we finally dropped, but it took a while.
So is that a positive comment? You like
it's
the show?
It's tailgate radio.
Yeah, it was
my comment, my comment was, you guys were talking about drivers when you first opened the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I especially like the individual driver that comes onto the entrance ramp of a parkway, goes all the way to the end, stops, and puts on their left-hand directional. Yeah. Left-hand turn onto the parkway.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck, I only did it once, and you still won't let me forget it.
I thought so.
You know, we have like 20-foot entrance ramps here. It's, you know, you need a 454 Corvette.
The worst is coming off Deer Park Avenue onto Southern State. You have to do that because it's about 3 feet long and you hit the bridge abutment.
Right. Wantoy Avenue coming back south onto Southern State. That's another one.
And the only reason I'm really in tune to this right now is my daughter just got her permit.
Yeah.
Oh, my condolences.
She's driving my SS around. You know?
What kind of car does she drive and can I go in the other direction?
And what is your new car planned?
Yeah. All the good insurance on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's an Impala Supersport that his daughter's going to be driving. You know, the same car that I have, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But, yeah, I think she'll be a good driver. She's got good genes if she comes from Chuck's lineage.
This is true. We also had the Bronc there as well. And he had, that was that week, or I should say multiple weeks.
He was in 2 weeks in a row,
in 2 weeks in a row, yeah. So we got a double dose of Bronc there and a little gripe session as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break right here in the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. And you know what? When we come back, I have something, a little treat for you, Ray. We were talking about this before. We tried to figure out where the insanity actually ensued when the show started to get insane. And Ray and I spoke about it last week as far as was it 100 shows back? No, was it 50 shows back? No, it was actually show 2 when the insanity started.
See, now I want to know what show 1 was like.
I actually have to listen to show 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's probably frightfully boring. But
I've been waiting for this, folks, because I haven't heard this myself.
This is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out. Keep it here. Right here on Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. Back at you in a few.
Got a car question? Give the Motormouths a call at 516-572-7440.
When you're just driving around the block or up the street, you don't need to wear a seatbelt because you know you're not going to be in a car crash, right? Wrong. Because anybody who's ever been in a car crash can tell you they never saw it coming. So always buckle up. Always. A message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station, 90.3 FM WHPC, the radio voice of Nassau Community College.
Total Alarm Company, this is Todd.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys handle pretty big jobs?
How big are we talking?
Well, super duper big, Todd.
Yeah, this is my dad's business. I just work here summers.
Well, he is going to be so proud of you. You are about to lock in a deal to install a smoke alarm system in every single forest in America.
Cool. Like, the buildings there? The ranger places?
No, the forest.
I don't understand.
Well, we are a group of concerned citizens, and we want to install alarm systems in the forest to alert the animals. You guys probably see the effects of people's lack of respect for fire all the time, right?
Yeah. Dad?
Yeah?
It's just Claude. What can I do for you?
Can you install a smoke alarm system in every forest in America?
This is a joke.
No, we just want to combat people's bad behavior and warn the animals when there's a fire.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and this station.
Let the Motor Mouth help you with all of your car questions at
516-572-7440. Oh, yeah. Back at you with Motor Mouth Radio. You know it. It's a one-hour automotive talk show right here on Long Island. And we're in the middle of the Mother's Day Motormouth Extravaganza, or the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza, one or the other.
And now some real history.
Yes! Yes, let's take you back.
Oh, yeah.
It's where the lines get all wavy and your face gets all squishy. Here we go. I'm going to take you back to that golden year, 2000.
Not that golden.
That golden, no. 2002. We're going to go back to January 13th of 2002 right now. And It's myself along with the first host of this show. Along with me. His name was Tony Trincilla.
Uh-huh.
Tony's a good friend of
mine. Tony T.
Yeah, he's still a good friend of mine. And I don't see him as much as I would like, but he was the brainchild, as well as myself, of Motormouth Radio. He was the one that shoved this all off.
Do we owe him a check or something now?
Well, probably now we do.
Yeah.
But okay. Let's go back to show two. And Kim Tracy was right in the studio with Kim. Us and totally...
Now, instead of... unlike when Bronk was in, the show, the studio was filled with gas. Yeah. Unlike when Bronk is here, it's filled with gas.
Other gas, right.
This I got to hear.
This is filled actually with gasoline. We actually filled the studio with gasoline, and this is how it sounds. Check it out right here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
An exciting trip over here.
Yeah,
didn't we, Tom?
Can you believe it? I mean, of all people, the Motormouths, I'll let you tell the story.
Well... Okay, we had a little car trouble, and we had a little car trouble that turned into a lot of car trouble.
Right, and this is a perfect example of exactly what our show is all about.
That's true. This is really true. How we turn into MacGyver after a while.
And how quickly we become stressed.
Driving over here on the Bell Parkway, I think we just passed the Birdcage.
Right.
To those not in the know, Kennedy Airport. And all of a sudden... What did it look like to you?
It looked like a typical, just plain plastic shopping bag that you'd get at any grocery store or supermarket, and it appeared that it was blowing across the three lanes.
And what happened when we hit it?
We hit it because obviously it didn't pay to try and steer out of the way of a blowing shopping bag.
Probably would have wrecked the car that way.
It made the most horrendous noise underneath the car, almost like an explosion. So Chris and I looked at each other and said, ooh, that's not good.
That wasn't good.
And then we just waited with that typical face of, this is about to hurt. It just hasn't started hurting yet.
It's
sort of like when you stub your toe.
Well, it's that dead silence before,
right.
Like, okay.
The calm before the storm.
Right. Let's listen. Let's look at the dashboard. Let's make sure everything is going well. And
lo and behold, the scent of gasoline
started to permeate into the car.
Or as they say, wafting in.
Yeah, it certainly did. We had some serious wafting going on.
So now we decide, should we pull over? And I'm smelling and saying, how strong does it really smell? You know what? It smells strong enough that we may want to pull over to the side of the road.
Yeah. So that's what we did. Pulled over and found a nice gouge in the tank.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the million-dollar wound.
Yeah.
What will you do?
So now we have to figure out, okay, do we keep driving? Okay, do we stop at a gas station? Okay, what do we do? What do we have to do? We have to do something. We have to do it fast.
Right. And so after a quick stop of into a gas station of people that don't speak our language and trying to explain to them we need something that would repair a leaking gas tank, we were pointed in the direction of some auto parts store, which is not open on Sundays.
Turned out to be closed.
Right.
So it was a good idea. I think we both came up with it at the same time.
Yes.
To use bubble gum.
Ta-da!
And why did we use bubble gum?
Because the sugar will not dissolve in gasoline.
That's right. And
how about that? I know there's a ton of you at home right now going, what?
What are they talking about?
You know, I'm saying, man, this is like Doctor Who. You got junior chemists in that car. I'm thinking JB Weld, neoprene and a screw, you know, get the arc welder, the torch. You guys got the gum going. Did you have gum?
Come on. Yeah, we actually went and bought a big pack of purple, what, grape? Bubble gum.
You both go,
and that's what I did. I handed a piece to Chum.
Chew.
Yeah, that's what I did. Exactly. Like, here, chew this. Chew it fast. We're sitting there both like a bunch of knuckleheads in the parking lot going, chewing the heck out of the damn
and
thing.
And it worked.
And it worked. Excellent. It actually got us home because we got here and the gas is literally streaming out of the tank.
I have only two things to say about that. First, you've been fixing cars like that ever since and they've still been working, so that's a good thing. And the second thing is when you said the studio is filled with gas, when you told me that, I had an imagery flashed in my head. The match was lit, and that's what Motormouth Radio became from there. It exploded into what we have essentially now. So,
sorry, it was so anticlimactic. I like yours much better.
You're a real trendsetter, yeah.
But here's the thing. I have to laugh because at the time, show two, we were the authorities.
Yeah.
You know, and now I look back and say, oh, my God, you guys have completely overrun me within, like, leaps and bounds.
I never did that, though.
You know, and that's what turned me into the interface between, you know, you guys and the guys that actually listen to us.
I want to meet Tony.
He's a good man. Tony's a good guy. But that was show two. of Motormouth cool. Radio, dated January 13th of 2002, and it was a lot of fun, and it still is a lot of fun. That's what I love about it. 4 years later, and I still crack up, as everyone can possibly
tell. Every
year,
maybe you should intersperse a bit from years past, not just the most recent
past
year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it may not be so bad. It'll give me a chance to actually listen to those shows and cringe all over again.
Sure.
This is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza going on right here, 2006, and we do this every year. We actually have all the bits on Mother's Day, and the reason why we used to do it on Mother's Day is because we never could get a guest.
Yeah.
That was the reason why we did it. We never were able to get a guest on Mother's Day.
Now, ironically, now the show has more guests than it probably ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so like we probably could have got somebody.
Probably could have. Yeah, we probably could have had somebody.
Well,
to show
usually
up.
You want a day off, go spend a day with mom, or you know whatever you're going to do.
Right.
But
right.
We decided to work this year.
Yeah, you and your bright ideas.
Putting in overtime. Yeah, right.
Let's do the show live. Ray said, "Good idea." I said. Anyway,
but I'm bump.
Let's go back to May 15th of 2005. The Motormouths, you know, always touting the benefits of being safe. You know, whenever we can. Mm-hmm. And here you are. We're going to showcase Ray here, right. Speaking of which, being a good Samaritan and learning how frustrating promoting safety can possibly be. Check it out here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Now, mind you, you got 6 minutes left, and you haven't spoken about the brake job.
The brake job's going to take more than 6 minutes.
All right.
But what else do I have up here? Let's see.
See, you know how news shows have teases and you hate them? Ray's going to tease this right up until the Christmas show.
I'm driving on Sunrise Highway last week, Mother's Day, got the family in the car. We're driving Linda's protege.
Okay.
I get up behind a minivan. It's got no brake lights, but it has a third brake light up top.
Okay.
Other brake lights are out. I feel compelled to tell people when their brake lights are out.
Yeah, so do I. That's nice.
So I come up on the left of this vehicle, and I say, all right, the windows are going to be closed. There's no chance. Well, I see the passenger side window open, and I see this early 20s ethnic-looking fellow in his gangster wear and, you know, with a cell phone. And I start yelling.
Urban, very urban.
Urban.
Yes.
And I start yelling, hey, oh, look, get his attention. And he just looks at me and looks right past me like he could care less. So I think his mother, who's driving the van.
You gave him an Italian salute.
Not yet. All right. We're getting the benefit of that. The mother looks at me, and I'm yelling. Now, we're driving down Sunrise Highway, you know, at like 45 miles an hour.
Right.
And I'm telling her, you have no brake lights. And she's grabbing the wheel, looking over me, and she says, yes? And I said, no, no brake lights. There's no red on the back. No brake lights. You got to check this out. And she says, yes? And I said, no. Now I'm getting frustrated. So Linda's like, oh, forget about it. I try one. Look, you have no brake lights. You got to fix it. Yeah. I said, you know what? Have a good day. Boom, I put up my window and I took off. I said, hey, I tried.
And then as soon as Ray left, she turns and goes, I really ticked him off. Yeah.
I should get the brake lights checked now.
Yeah. No, I do that. When I see a brake light or something out, I'll pull up and I'll say something to people. And most of the time, they'll go, one brake light? And I'll go, you have two out.
Yes!
That's what cracked me up about that. Mind you, whenever I'm listening to when I'm doing this, I'm actually playing two or three shows in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to literally just a crowd of people. That's what it sounds like. Right. Listening to this show, one tape of the show is bad enough.
Yeah.
When you listen to three in a row, it's just, it gets you batty.
Uh-huh.
So when I heard, what made that bit stand out was you going, yes!
That's how she sounded. You know, someday, Chris, we're going to have an army of people that are going to do this stuff for us. We're just going to show up. They're going to throw the DAT tape in, whatever, and we're just going to roll. We're going to be the people with with the papers and the celebrities.
You mean we're going to be click and clack?
You're the guys from Massachusetts? No! I'm going to miss this intimacy, truthfully. Someday,
yeah.
We have a while ago, so.
Someday, and you'll be hearing about this first. You'll be saying, yes, we knew the Motormouths when.
Cool.
Talk about guests. You know, we always have a good time whenever we have the Mighty Mills.
Absolutely, yeah.
Neil, the Mighty Mills Miller in with us. And it's always good because there's a lot of times when you listen to, it's always good to tape a Neil Miller show, because he comes out with these little things, these little quips that come out that you miss during the course of the show.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear half the things that man says. It's almost like it almost comes out better on tape.
He's like subversive. He gets him in there. It's like Bob and Ron. He gets him a little bit, in there and behind there and around the fold and almost out to the break. And you got to catch it later.
And we got Neil, the Mighty Mills Miller, at his classic best here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
What are you doing now in the shop? I said, I'm starting a little program of little mini restorations of older but good cars.
Okay.
And the one I started with, and long story, but One of the teachers in our school, he won in a contest back in 1993, a Mustang GT convertible.
Brand new?
Brand new.
Right.
He's a professional contest player. He cheats. And so he won this car brand new.
Right.
And because he's an older person, he kept it stocked, which is an amazing thing when you want to fix a car. You don't have to deal with like kiddie parts, like another stereo system, different shocks, or someone says, I can tune the computer better than the factory could. Put a little butterfly in there for fuel economy and all that. Nothing. It's called Ford Motor Company parts for 141,000 miles.
Wow.
All stock Vortec. Original.
The Tornado Vortec the original, chamber.
Now, the 93 is the last of the older Mustangs.
Right. The last of the Fox platform.
Yeah, exactly. Fox platform, right. 5-liter ones.
Right.
And it was really easy. And honestly, I tried getting as many parts as I could from King Cullen Stop and Shop for this car. And you really could.
And Rite Aid.
You really could. This kind of car...
Oh, yeah, that's where you get them.
It's that kind of car. And, you know, we decided to take the car and just redo everything, whether it needed it or not. For example,
that's what Chris does.
Yeah, if you look
pretty
at
much.
Well, we want to make it run, though. It still doesn't run yet, so we're ahead of the game. But if you notice about Ford Mustangs, they have plastic fans. They all seem to crack over
right.
age.
Right.
This one had, you know, 141,000 miles of cracks in it.
Right.
Like my head and your head and whatever. So bottom line, we took everything apart and we're replacing everything. It's almost ready to run again.
Wow. Awesome.
I hope you're not listening, the owner of the car. $700 in parts labor.
Wow.
But it's well worth it, though.
That's not a lot of
honestly,
money.
Honestly, it's not. The back brakes alone were destroyed. Wheel cylinders leaking.
Really?
So he drove the hell out of this thing.
He did maintenance on it, but he said the car was leaking coolant. Sure enough, we pressure tested. There's little small leaks everywhere. The water pump was seeping. Heater hoses are original cracking.
Right.
We replaced every single hose.
Wow.
Everything but the radiator, because that was good, and that's also another $200, you know, so forth. Everything getting replaced, every brake, water pump. You figure we got the fan out, all the pulleys off, belts off, water pumps all labor.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I do it. It took a half hour.
Exactly.
And the fog lights are broken. You order that online, $40 a piece. The Ford's a yellow fogging of headlights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I mean, compound the machine, got them right back.
Nice. That's why I like restoration.
Yeah.
They're actually restoring. I call it restifying. Which is restoration with modification in mind, too, because you can do a modification upgrade.
We decided to keep the car stock because, again, it runs better, and the person's not interested in some pimped-out car. No LCD screens on the ceiling.
Did you put underdrive?
Not painted green with 40-inch rims.
Did you put underdrive pulleys on the car?
No, didn't do any of that. We want the alternator to actually put out power.
Neil, you...
Pete's a perfect picture in your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, I got to paint him into a corner next time I see him. Just remember... Yeah, well, Neil always has words of wisdom, and he does a lot of work with those guys over at Port Washington High School. It's pretty cool.
And he does a good job.
He does a good job, yeah.
And you always get a chuckle out of the Mighty Mills every once in a while.
Well, he's got more stories. We could have put more of him in with his brake lines and on his Caprice and all that.
Right, but I figured, no, I don't want to bore everybody too much.
That was good.
This is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza 2006. Ray Garino, I'm Chris Switzer. We have a very nice bit. We talk about getting a listener on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's right.
And that's what we did with Chuck Garitano. And I think the reason why is because he was formerly of Motion Performance, and that's what I love about him.
You know, we had Frank Dominiani from High Speed. Now we had Chuck from Motion. What else can you say? I mean, we were on a roll this year.
Oh, yeah. And we were talking about something that was totally irrelevant to the subject, and that was you and a caller, Mark from Levittown, were talking about CB technology.
Citizens Band Radio, folks.
Yeah. Chuck and I were permanently confused.
Remember the days.
Yeah, you will be too. Check it out.
Well, by the way, I also had a Comstat 25 way back when.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That was the CB radio I had my... it was a Comstat base station.
I'm thinking car, bike.
I'm wondering where he's going with this.
I used to run a tube-type base station, a Lafayette Comstat base station, on the front seat of my wagon with a Turner Plus 2 power mic mounted to the dash with 202-inch co-phased lollipop and whip antennas with a 40-watt linear in the spare tire rail.
What the hell is he talking about?
Who are you talking to? Anybody you want.
Let me tell you something. If I pulled up in front of your house and keyed that mic, baby, you knew I was there. Actually, people swore I was a base station, which technically I was, but I was mobile. So
mobile base station.
You know, and a base station, a single doesn't usually...
Linear in mine with, and I used to light up 8 foot worth of bulbs.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing you ever seen.
If I pulled home and used that radio in the driveway and my mother was watching TV, forget it. I mean, it was fuzz.
Charlie's Angels, gone.
Lawrence Welk, obliterated.
Gone.
Gee, I didn't realize we obliterated Lawrence Welk. The bubbles and all.
Wonderful, wonderful, folks. And our next act.
Any good reason to obliterate Lawrence Welk?
What was his stock line? What was the thing he always said?
Yeah, there was something like, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. The bubble machine. Yeah, Chuck was great. You know, you got to love Chuck's voice and his inflection.
Yeah. What is he talking about?
How is he talking to?
Okay, let's get right to the next bit on the Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza. You know,
That's always a Motormouth mouthful.
Yes, it pretty much is. You know the Motormouths, that we've become pretty seasoned enough to know that timing and aim can be crucial in any type of motorcycle repair. And some lessons the Motormouths will never forget. And what I love about this personally is the sound effects. Keep in mind the sound effects on this next bit right here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
That was like a story I told a long time ago. I was servicing my friend's Honda motorcycle, had air forks. So I set the bike up in the air, right? And I'm getting ready to do the job, and I know what I got to do. And he thought he was kind
so
of.
So is Mike.
Well, right, I know Mike knows what's going on. But this other guy was Mike exactly also, and he was a half-assed motorcycle mechanic. He had the right idea. He was like a step ahead of me. I turned to get something out of the toolbox.
And the bike is in the air.
Bike is in the air, forks are extended down, and we're ready to drain the fluid now. Now, I know what I got to do next, but I turned to get the correct wrench to do this with or a screwdriver. I don't know what the hell I was going to grab, maybe an awl. And what he did was he released the bleeder valve on the bottom of the fork leg, but I knew better. He had air forks on the bike, which charge its air on top of the fluid. Well, he's unloosened the screw, and I just was going to – I think I actually said to him, hey, Mike, don't – and I heard – and it caught him right here, clutched because the bike was in the air. The oil came out under pressure, dosed him, scared the crap out of him. And not only that, it was on the side face of my toolbox. Every drawer that was open is filled with fork oil.
That I hate.
And I turned around to look at this, and you know, I said, take out that screw because there's air on it. And he's just standing there looking at me, and I'm like, you idiot. I said, now you got to clean up this freaking mess.
3 days at Hempstead Holly, first fork job. And I'm standing there, and there's about 15 PSI in these forks. And, you know, and it is. And I'm sitting there, and you're only talking about each fork has got maybe like 10 ounces of fluid, maybe a little more. And I'm sitting there. It was a full dresser. And here I am, 3 days working there. All the old guys, the old timers, the other guys are standing there like, oh, this is the new kid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Still wet and behind you ears. Wet, and I'm sitting there, and I crouch down. And I had the bike on the lift, and I crouch down, and the plug faces out the side. And I cracked it loose, and I spin it out, and then boom, it flew out, and all there was,
that's it.
And I'm standing there with it on my chest, dripping on my chin, and right away, I'll never forget it, Pepe, Lenny, the rest of them look over, Charlie, and they start laughing, and Pepe goes, with the cigar in his mouth, welcome to the club, kid, you've been in this. And to this day, I have never, ever forgotten it again.
There you go, Chris. Both mics got forked.
Yeah. Oh, good
one. Wow.
Wow. Let me tell you. And Mike now, the Mike I was referring to, is a listener in Florida because he listens to us on our webcast on motormouthradio.com.
Okay.
You go on there this week, folks. You can hear this show all week.
Yes.
And each subsequent week, you'll hear the show from that week. So, Mike, when you listen to this in Florida after I email you, laugh at yourself because that was you with your Honda, you bonehead. I miss you. It hasn't been the same since. All the jobs are clean now. The look on his face, Chris, was like he got shot with a rocket. It was like, what the hell?
I love that.
It's fluid under pressure, man. And when you don't know what's coming.
And the way Mikey T paints a picture, he's got the fluid hanging off his chin.
It's like picking up the can of soda that someone shook and you don't know it and you crack that lid. Oh, yeah.
And these are the things that I'm actually learning right here. On the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza 2006. Got the next bit for you. You know, throughout time, Motormouths, you know, found that any given tool can always have more than one use.
And
Ray realized this back in March. You cracked me up
just
a bit.
Just a short while. It feels like last week.
Yeah, all you realized was the only thing you needed to break into a garage.
A heavily fortified garage.
Was a kid from Brooklyn.
That's it.
And here we go. Check it out on the Extravaganza.
I learned something last
week. What'd you learn today?
It was last week, and actually, you helped me learn this. We went to we did a Geraldo Rivera excavation last week.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And it was getting into the garage where a certain old car presides.
Right.
And there were no keys to the locks that are on the hasps on the doors.
To the garage, right.
To the garage. So now it's okay. I had the okay to break the hasp off the door.
Right.
It was either go home, get the bolt cutters, but who wants to do that? So I get my Fiat toolkit, which gives me a pry bar about 6 inches long. And I'm prying and working, and nothing works. Well, I found out, no, you have to do this, folks, with a guy from Brooklyn. Because now Chris goes out to his Bronco and comes back with a regular tire iron, you know, a foot and a half long. He had the B&E tool necessary.
I call it the key.
The key. And the key worked to bust the hasp off the door. So if you're going to go and do this stuff, folks, just bring a guy from Brooklyn or the Bronx, one of those neighborhoods with you, because they know how to do this stuff. And needless to say, we were in that garage lickety-split.
Yes, yes.
And now the hasp hangs with beautiful hangrosity.
That's right. Its authority has been shrunken down to a mere nub.
We showed who was boss right away.
You betcha. Yeah. But that was, you know, anytime someone approaches me and says, I'm going to, like, dive into a tomb and excavate a treasure, I'm there.
Yeah, I saw your eyes light up.
I'm there. It's like, oh, we're going to get into a garage that hasn't seen the light of day in 7 years.
Ten years.
Yeah,
I was 10.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm so there.
That's why I asked you, because I feel the same way all the time. Road trip, let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to get into a garage. Got to break in. Even better.
Into a sarcophagus?
Let's
great.
Do it. Let's do it. So that was cool. Now, you know, I thought prior to that, there were only two tools you needed in this hobby. One was WD-40.
The other is a hammer.
Duct tape.
Oh, silver magic.
And you know how that goes. If it doesn't move but should, use a WD-40.
Right.
If it shouldn't move but it does, use the duct tape. Well, if all else fails, you get the pry bar, and then you cover all ground. Yeah. So I was wrong. I learned of a third tool that's necessary.
The key.
The key.
That's all it is.
As it were.
I'll get the key, Ray.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was classic.
I'm going to put that puppy on my key ring.
And I'll tell you, man, I'm adding beautiful hangrosity to my regular dialogue because I made that one up on the fly, folks. I mean, if you couldn't tell. You
know. I was permanently confused.
Yes.
This is the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza 2006. I'm Chris Switzer. We've got Ray Garino here. And we're coming down to the last three bits.
We're getting to the wire.
And this is the funny thing is because usually we usually have very colorful callers, but I don't think we've ever had two different bits with the same caller.
We did it twice because we had Chuck twice.
Oh, okay. Well, Chuck was in the studio.
You're right. What was the call in the studio?
Right. Okay. So, you know, sometimes we can get into some very interesting conversations with our callers. And this time the Motormouths were talking automotive smells with our own Greg from Seacliff. And this is how it turned out.
You know, there's smells. I could go another way with this. There's smells that are definitely unforgettable.
Oh, yeah.
And like burning clutch.
Oh, burn transmission. Ah. Yeah.
Now, I got a better one for you. Chris, my compadre over here, has a new cologne himself.
I do?
It's a new cologne / air freshener that he's checking out. It's called 90 Weight Oil. All right? Because he had his truck filled with it this week. I was waiting to talk. This, you know, Greg, you hit my first bullet point on my notes for the show.
I stunk of it.
And I meant to tell him, I remember
horrible.
When I first got into playing with manual transmissions, I remember, you know, with changing a tranny in the Nomad, my friend Tom and I.
Gear oil.
And I rolled over and got this stuff in my hair.
Oh.
And I didn't know the smell followed me. I didn't know what it was. Oh. And of course, you throw your clothes, filled it in the wash, and then your mother goes, Well, 90 weight in your hair, it's better than any Brill cream you could ever buy.
Great conditioner, but stinks. I had to dry clean my jacket. And I'm talking about just on a drive home, 45 minutes. Greg, I ordered a transmission for my Corvette, and I had it actually delivered to my job. So they put it in the back of my Bronco. I close everything up. I go back to work. I come back out 4 hours later. I get in the trunk. The truck, it stinks. It's
nothing worse than that smell. What? It's like an earthy, disgusting smell.
I'll give you one
bitter. Very bitter. Very bitter. That was our own Greg from Seacliff.
Bitterophagus.
That's right. Talking about smells and pretty much what gear oil can definitely do to your dry cleaning bill.
Greg is good for coming up with things that, you know, he questions us, which I love. Like Joe Undertaker does that. He'll ask us a question out of the clear blue that, you know, puts us on the spot. And I love that because that's what we're here to do.
Pretty much. And let's put it this way. You know, we usually, like I said, never showcase the same caller in a completely different bit. But we got a situation here with Greg that the Motormouths could not pass up.
Oh, this is good.
Let me tell you, you got spies, my brother. You got spies.
We have tentacles everywhere.
And here we go, here on the Extravaganza.
Yeah, you know, I have problems with technology, like, you know, answer machines, fax machines really tick me off.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Right, VCRs.
Yeah, I've heard that's pretty common.
I think fax machine's a perfect example. I murdered two of mine in the last year.
Yeah, I heard that you took one. I heard you took one to task out in front of an auto body shop one day.
Well, yeah, my shop's right across from the auto body shop, and they saw me come with a big stick of wood and this fax machine.
So okay, so the source was correct.
Right, and when I dropped it on the sidewalk, they all stopped and they were watching, and they watched me beat it to pieces. It felt great.
Let me ask you, what do you think about the gas prices these days with the state of the union here?
Guys, this is a serious thing. Here's what I'm going to do to beat the gas crisis.
Don't tell me you're going to bust out your 81 Rabbit diesel and run it on cooking oil.
How'd you know that?
Because here, the Motor Mouth staff is so in tune with our listeners, we know what you're going to say before you say it.
How do you like that?
Did you hear me on 92.3 FM the other day?
Hey, we have hooks all over this industry. People call us, they write us, they tell us, hey, your callers are calling my show. What's going on over here? The radio chick called me at home one night.
We got spies.
Come on, you're kidding me.
We got spies on top of spies, my brother.
You don't want to see what I'm doing right now, are you?
Well, I don't want to say, we can't say. Greg, let's just say that the Motor Mouth crew goes deep into the... we like to be in touch with our listeners, and we're glad we know a little bit more about you. Or maybe we're going to be scared. I don't know. Greg, you learned a lesson that day, my friend.
And that was a classic, because when you told me that you actually heard him...
I was rolling.
Greg calls more than one show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chris, this next bit I've been waiting for this all week. Man, we hit a chord. We were slipping. We were jamming. We were rapping. We were flying. Take us in, brother. Take us to this, because I want to sing along at home and join in.
And this is the last bit of the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. Here we go. You know, some things really don't need explanation, and this is the reason why. Check it out.
What? God is your co-pilot, at least for a mile.
I don't care if it rains or freezes.
As long as I got my plastic Jesus.
Lighting on the dashboard of my car. Sorry.
I can do 100 miles an hour, as long as I got the old mile out of here.
Look it up there by my pair of fuzzy dice.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Was that good?
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I think they rehearsed all week, too.
I got one. See if you know this one. Stranded on a toilet bowl. What do you do? Oh, okay, I won't finish that one.
What do you do when you're stranded? Then you haven't got a roll.
And you need another roll.
Right.
Well, to prove you're a man, you must...
All right.
Due to technical difficulties.
Stop. Okay.
You guys started it.
Well, I was waiting for that one the whole show, man.
Some things just defy explanation. We just can't explain it. And yours and my singing career and those fine glasses.
I can't see what I'm doing.
You look like Percy Dove tonsils with those things. This was the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
To all
out
you
there.
Mothers. And our listeners, of course, come back next week and we'll... Continue on.
And we'll do it all over again. For Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. Have a good week. Take care. Bye-bye.